Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! We are Brewing Solutions at DriveCentric headquarters with the one,
the only, Elise Delaney.
That's right. Let's have some fun. I'm excited. You are the internet sales manager at Frank Lita. I got it right. Frank Lita Honda. And man, you are leading the way. You're here. You're getting educated, empowered, encouraged to go out and just be better. What is the biggest thing that drew you here?
Honestly, just getting more in depth with the CRM with DriveCentric. I met one of my personal heroes today, Jonathan Dawson, which is super, super exciting.
That is cool.
Didn't know he was going to be here. I live and breathe by Selcology.
Wow.
So truly meeting him was
Shout
really
out
an
JD.
Honor.
Yeah.
Jonathan Dawson, look him up. Follow him on all the socials.
Yeah, he's been on our show. He's been a guest. We were there when he opened his Pinnacle training center, which was amazing. We got to be there and got to speak there, but just got to be part of that environment. So yeah, a lot of love to him. Shout out to you, my friend. Selcology is amazing, y'all.
Sign up for it. I'm not sponsored by
Psychology. No, but she knows. She believes. That's right. So that's great.
But yeah, so we're over here brewing, and we're over by the coffee section and just enjoying some lunch. We're talking about all the fun that you are enjoying inside of your role and what it is that you're doing. Tell us a little bit more, because we're here in the headquarters of DriveCentric, and this is like beyond what you would have imagined inside of a technology company that does the things that it does. But then when you're here, and then you see it, and you're like, you know what? It does make sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Right?
Yeah.
So what is it that you have been starting to see from your vantage point in the internet sales management role? How has DriveCentric been something that's been a helpmate inside of a tool for the dealership to activate better engagement with the customer?
Sure. So I've worked with a couple different CRMs, couple different client management tools,
awesome.
And this one has by far been the best. And I have to probably chalk it up to the way that DriveCentric treats their employees. I'm looking around, I'm seeing a couple pinball machines, I'm seeing some bags upstairs, I'm seeing a pool table. But whenever I reach out to DriveCentric being like, hey guys, I got an issue, I can't merge a deal, I got to unwind a deal, can you guys help me? Other CRMs that I've used in the past, I usually get a bot, I get an email response, we'll get back to you XYZ time. DriveCentric is on it, like immediately. There's one guy that I work with pretty regularly. His name is David. Shout out, David.
What up, David?
What up, David? And even if he's on lunch, I'll be like, hey, is David around? They're like, no, he's on lunch. He leaves. I'm like, just let me know when David gets back.
Right.
And he's like the gift king. He's just awesome. And I really think it has to do with the way DriveCentric treats their employees. It's really awesome.
Wow. Which in turn makes them treat their customers the same.
Exactly.
When you give love, they tend to give more love. And that's something special. That's a synergy that's very hard to put into a business in today's world. Actually, it's really not that hard.
It's really not.
It's just that a lot of businesses don't do that. And I don't know why. Maybe we're stuck in our old ways. But what you're saying there is so true. There's a culture that needs to be developed. And when you start with your people and you really get the processes and the people and the product that are all loving it. And when they love something like that, they're just going to share love.
Yeah. Right?
It's a beautiful thing. It's powerful. And that's something, yes, no doubt, DriveCentric has it. It's not just the building, folks. We got into this building. You probably see a lot of our posts of all these cool hallways and these cool meeting rooms and pickleball rooms and kitchens and like some pinball. You got a hockey thing. You got pool tables. You got everything you could imagine. They even got a beer tap. Just saying. They have everything you can imagine. But you take away all that, even if they had a different building, they would still be successful because they have good people. And that's really where it begins. But they give the environment for their people because they're good people. So they made it even better. So it amplified it 10 times, right? That's some big time stuff. So that's amazing. Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100%. CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Yeah, whenever you think about wanting to, I don't think I would ever leave the car industry, but if I'm interacting with a CRM, if I'm interacting with a call review type of company, anything like that, if I ever wanted to leave the industry, I'm always going to look at something to where the company treats their employees. So even before I saw what the inside of DriveCentric looked like, I was like, I could probably work with DriveCentric. Pretty cool.
I would try to say,
you know, the Live with Drive guy, Steve, is pretty amazing. Yeah. I love that guy. I've known him for a little while now, and I've always enjoyed every
Steve's
interaction.
The hair, right?
Yeah, Steve's the hair guy.
Steve with the hair.
Right. It's important. Speaking of that, what brought you into automotive industry?
I first started in automotive back in 2015. I had recently moved. I graduated from Mizzou. Shout out Tigers.
Yeah,
and went to move back to Massachusetts, was doing like a Barnes & Noble kind of children's department manager thing, wanted something a little bit more stable. So I found a receptionist job at a Mercedes dealership. I was there in that position for 2 months. And they're like, Elise, you've got some great phone voice. You interact with clients really, really well. Why don't you go ahead and try internet sales, BDC kind of stuff. So ever since then, I've just been doing it.
Let's go.
I've gone
from
Mercedes to Nissan to Ford. Now I'm at Honda. Loving Honda.
Awesome, great brands.
Yeah,
your energy. There's no doubt. I can't imagine with you on the phone. If you speak like this on the phone, there's no doubt you do a great job.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
But just even in person, I can't imagine when people actually get to meet you in person. It's even more. You get the more feeling of that. So I'm glad that we got to meet you in person. I'm glad you're here.
We've been talking to you for 1 minute. I'm like, we need to get you on the show.
You definitely have a personality that sticks out. And it's not just the voice, it's you. And I love that. Your confidence exudes. And I know that sometimes the confidence comes from something. So obviously you've done your job really well. You know it, right? So you know that you got a little swag in there.
Yeah,
but you also know that you have a good company that supports your job. A company like DriveCentric. So can you have an example of how, besides a solution getting fixed on like their software, something for your customer, a solution that this helps you be able to get further along the line, whether it was something you did or somebody on your team did, that this DriveCentric helps you with?
Just really making sure that, because there was an instance where we had a mom and a daughter, but none of the contact information matched. The last names were different, the emails, everything was different. And we just couldn't find the ways to merge the two, I guess. And it was getting frustrating for both the mom and the daughter because the mom was in a nursing home, but trying to help her daughter try to buy a new car, all this kind of stuff. So rather than it be frustrating across the board for everyone, DriveCentric was able to get in there and be like, oh, this is why these two aren't merging. It's because the late husband was on the original deal and we couldn't merge the two. So ultimately they merged the two and it was smooth sailing from that point.
We sold the car. But the way that they did that without any grief. They get very active as soon as possible. Of course, if it's midnight, the odds of them being active is very low. But if it's during business hours, they're going to take care of that because they want you to have a good, seamless interaction with your customer. Even if it's just that one customer, they want every customer to have that, especially if you're a sales pro. It's so important because when we get somebody upset because of the way that we use our tools, it could be very discouraging for somebody, especially somebody who's just started using DriveCentric. They could be like, this doesn't work. Right. But at the end of the day, it does work and it works extremely well.
Yeah.
And what's cool is that if they find any type of little glitch or if they find something that's causing your customer to not have the pathway that they want, they're going to make sure that it gets done that way. Very key.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent. We have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS. We have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
Have you been using any of the AI that they're using right now? Or that yet?
We have our AI. Her name is Madison. Shout out Madison. Sometimes people will chime in being like, because Frank Lita has been around for 60 plus years within the St. Louis area. And they'll say, oh, I'm friends with Frank Lita. I go to church with Frank Lita. I didn't know he had a granddaughter named Madison. We're like, no, long lost granddaughter. Wow.
It's technically his granddaughter.
Great, great granddaughter, maybe, who knows? But one thing I learned today was Genius X, I think it was what it's called. Yeah. I'm really sorry if I'm butchering what that is, but to where it's even more in depth. Right now, our AI just kind of does, hey, the car's available. When do you want to come in? Rather than, there was one example that I saw and it was overnight and the client had responded saying, hey, I want to come check out this car, but what are the monthly payments? And immediately,
had the payments arranged for them already.
Ashley's
presentation, and Ashley was with the Walzer Group for many years, and now she's down in Texas implementing this at a different store group down there, and she's doing an amazing job. But yeah, That's how it works. Literally 4 o'clock in the morning. The biggest grief that most customers have is I can't get the information I want.
Right. Yeah.
Now that even without the human element being there to calculate it, it's so fast that I said, boom, here you go. So then the person, the actual customer was surprised. Like, I can't believe how fast that was. That's impressive. It is because it really is that impressive. But you know what's funny? It's true that a computer can calculate that faster than we can. So why not let them?
Right. Yeah, right. Especially in a world of instant gratification. I know I'm waiting on a pair of leggings to come in. I ordered Tuesday or I've ordered Sunday and I'm like, all right, where are my leggings at? Where are they at? I got to get them in time for the Barbie movie. Like, let's go.
So
whenever you have
an AI. Every girl that was a little girl back in the day wants to see that movie now.
I didn't even have Barbies growing up. I'm just excited for Margot Robbie.
She's pretty awesome.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, hello.
Gotta do it.
She said Ryan Gosling.
Why not? And apparently the soundtrack's going to be really good.
There's a lot of vibe about it to the point where my wife wants to watch this movie so bad. Like, she's like, in such, I can't believe it's coming out. I can't wait. I think all of her friends are going to go watch it.
So I went and got Barbie shirts.
Wow.
Again, I'm not a Barbie stan. I'm just excited for this movie. And then Oppenheimer comes out on Friday, so I'm going to go see that with my husband. I got a whole weekend planned a movie.
That's really awesome. That's heck yeah. We're like feeling like we're in a movie right now. I really feel like we're inside of a feature that is just highlighting everybody coming together, all these dealers from all over the place coming together inside of this Disneyland of fun for a technology company.
Yeah.
Because, one, it is fun. We got to make this fun. If it's not fun, we're not doing it right, right? You're not doing it right if you're not having fun. And recognizing that, let's talk about some of the things that may not be so much fun, like switching CRMs.
Yeah.
Going from one way that you're doing things to then flipping over. Were you ever part of a transition from one CRM to another?
I was never really a part of that, but I was a part of getting rid of a BDC and having sales guys do leads. So that was a huge type of, just a huge transition across the board to where I had a team of four people and myself. And then now I have a team of 13 people and myself and like constantly making sure that the deals are getting done, the clients are getting followed up with, the customers' questions are getting answered. So that's always been my big, like, I guess, obstacle I've ever really had.
Okay.
Huge help with direction.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
FixOps Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
So with that, in recognizing from where you've been and the CRM systems that you used before, and then jumping in with DriveCentric, what would you say to somebody out that is teetering on, man, I don't want to have to retrain everybody. I don't want to have to go through the headache of switching over. What would you say to anybody that would even consider getting in their own way of making the progression away from what they're doing to somebody from like DriveCentric?
DriveCentric is there to help you. They're here to guide you. They're here to not necessarily make your processes better, but make them just more client-driven, just more helpful all across the board. And they're just immediately there to just help. It's insane with how quick the responses to everything are.
That's why you make the changes, because it helps, right? Folks, this is why you want to find solutions. This is why you're looking for tools to help you out, because they should make your life easier and more fun and adaptable to you, right? You can set up the way that you want to see things, the way that you want to do it. You can do it your way, right?
That's right.
If you want to have it that way, you can. And we absolutely love our friends over in Michigan, the Sisters of Savings, who are doing it their way, and they are loving some DriveCentric. You're going to see a little bit of live footage of them real time working through DriveCentric in their CRM inside of this fun video of these ladies that are doing it their way.
Thank you so much, Sisters of Savings, for being able
to help put together that incredible, nostalgic video. It was so fun to do. What do you think about sisters like that? They will just do it their way. That's having fun at work, right?
That's having fun at work. That's bringing in an energy to where the client can then have fun at work, because no one wants to come and spend hours upon hours upon hours at the dealership and then knowing that they're going to spend $30,000, $40,000, $60,000. Mm-hmm. All of that should be fun. All of it should be fun.
We believe, and we have this thing called Make It Happen, Happen. And one of the biggest steps, and the very last one that we tell everybody, even our sales staff when they're at work, is mandatory fun. If you're not having fun at work, you're missing something, because it's very easy to get caught up in all the garbage that happens. Because no matter what we do for a career, there's always some kind of garbage there. But at the end of the day, if you truly look and sit back and pay attention to what we're doing in automotive and what you're doing in automotive and what so many dealers are, we're helping people. We're truly serving the communities, helping them achieve dreams, find their dream car, get a car, find financing, trade out a negative equity. Whatever the situation is, we're the problem solvers for them. So have fun with your customers, because they want to remember their experience. Because if they don't, guess what they're not going to do is come back and see you. I'm in the business to sell somebody for the rest of their lives, not just the one vehicle I sold today. So it's important that you have fun. But having teams like that, having people out there like that, enjoying it. I love the sisters. I'm so glad that they did that. It was awesome.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
We got Sean Hicks saying shout out to the best in the biz. Keeping it Delaney.
Oh, that's one of my old reps. Hi, Sean.
That's awesome.
What's up, buddy?
That does feel good to see that from your friend. When you see people out there, shout out to you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. Hi, bud.
Represent, love, right? Represent. But it is, folks, listen, she is the internet sales manager at Frank Lita Honda, right?
Lita.
This is her email address right here. Throw some love. She's on social media and stuff like that, but this is probably the best way to reach out to her. Listen, don't get too weird. Just reach out and say hello. And if you have any questions about how she's doing it or about DriveCentric and you wanted to ask about her experience, please reach out. She's happy to give you any type of amazing referral about this business.
Absolutely.
About this, I'm telling you something. DriveCentric is killing it. And I really recommend them myself. I'm telling you, every one of my dealers that use them loves them.
I think that there's a couple people here, I think, that are trying out to see if they want to use DriveCentric. And I think across the board by the end of this seminar this week,
They will be sold on.
I don't know how you couldn't be.
Monique Hodge over here seems to be sold on you, saying, as someone who worked with the lease, no one knows more about making the car buying process. I think she may have.
And the morale at where I think the period has just And I believe that. It's cool when you see that, but she actually said
the car buying process.
Thank
you.
Absolutely. And it needs to be. Because everything is stressful. Every moment of it is like it doesn't always go the way. And with interest rates as high as they are today, car prices higher than they've ever been. I mean, heck, gas. Everything that's out there, it's something that everybody has to make a little bit harder decision on. What are they going to sacrifice in some families' cases? So we got to make it fun for them so it doesn't feel like a sacrifice. It feels like it's the best decision they could make. Because at the end of the day, it is. They need something reliable. They need people who care about them when they're purchasing it. Mm-hmm. And people could take care of them after.
Yeah.
And they won't believe that unless you're taking care of them and having fun with them during. So experience.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah. Well, at least this has been fun. And as every episode of the Car Guy Coffee podcast has to go, we have to drop some F-bombs.
Okay, let's do it.
And we drop the F-bombs that don't offend the moms.
Okay.
And we forgive, we focus, and we fly so we can keep growing all the time. So
I
you ready
it.
To do that with us?
I guess.
All
right.
Loud and proud. We're going to wipe off the weight of unforgiveness. We're going to focus and we're going to fly. We're going to say it loud and proud on three. You ready? On three. Say it loud. One, two, three. Forgive.
Focus. And fly. And keep growing. Keep growing, y'all.
That's right, everybody. Thank you so much. Now
you're
an official.
You're welcome,
guys. So awesome. Car guys, car gals. I'm Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Frelin Arch, subprime hero.
And you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee podcast. And we are at the headquarters of DriveCentric, enjoying DC 23, and we have been brewing solutions with the one,
the only, Elise Delaney.
Thank you so much.
Welcome,
we will see
guys.
You all soon.
Thank you.
More solutions, plenty more
Bye.
To brew. We will see you soon.
See you soon.
We're out.